So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my next guest is so light. You are just going to be thrilled with the energy of this person. I can't even believe she's on my show. She's been on CBS. She's been on national television. Here she is with me. Oh my goodness. Welcome, Dr. Jen Faber. How are you?
Lovely. Thank you, Erica, so much for having me, for that really lovely introduction. I'm happy to bring the light today.
I know. So what? How do we get that? How do we wake up and just start like changing? How do we not like get into all the crap that sits on our shoulders? Like what is that you do where we cut through that and start living differently?
I think it's a constant balance of priorities and routines. I think so many people get really stuck in the routines of life, what we have to do. We all have responsibilities and obligations, but a lot of times we get so lost in what we have to do that we forget the perspective of what makes those routines beautiful and also the power to change them. Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things is to really look at it from a place of gratitude and being present. A lot of times people are so focused on, what do I need to do in the future? What's the next goal? What's the thing I'm going to put off until Friday or the weekend? Right. Or also looking to the past, saying, what are the things I'm regretting or I missed or I should have done differently or I wish I had? And a lot of times the first thing I recommend is, if you're feeling like you don't have the level of happiness that you want, it's a choice of looking at your life from a different lens. Look at your life now, the same exact routines, and ask yourself, what can I appreciate about the sameness that's in my life? What can I appreciate about the constants, about the commute, about the job, about making my kids breakfast? What are the things that I've just taken for granted or I'm just doing in my life where I'm running on autopilot and I've forgotten to look at it from a different lens of, I'm so grateful I'm in this car sitting in traffic because I get to provide for my family. I'm so grateful I have these beautiful, you know, rambunctious children that wake me up at 4 a.m. because they're mine.
You know, I think one thing that when I was like traveling teaching happiness, one of the things that I tell people is sit down with a blank piece of paper and write gratitudes until your energy shifts, because you can't actually be expanded in gratitude and be grumpy.
It's so true. And I think
I can't do it. Try it. It doesn't work.
Well, and I think we're at an interesting point in society now where life moves faster, work moves faster, time moves faster. So all of a sudden, I think we get caught in more in projecting this way of life on social media feeds and what am I succeeding at work and what's my pay grade and what are all these things that I'm doing. And we actually forget to look at gratitude from a very simple fundamental life scale. Yeah. And that was one of the things that really helped me on my own path in life to get recentered on what I wanted, because I realized, you know, for a long time in my life, I lived very success driven. I'm very proud that I have the initials DR in front of my name. I'm very proud that I built a really successful practice. And I'm also really proud that I sold it and walked away from it because I started to be more grateful of the freedom to design our life and also grateful for the basics in our life. I think we seek instant gratification in material things, quick wins, people liking our posts and liking us. And then we forget to be grateful that we have eyes so we can see and that we can taste the food that's on our plate and that we have clean water and that we have legs that we can go for a walk. Right. Those basic things that are always with us. So I agree. I'm all about mounding the gratitude and piling it on so we're not just getting lost in stuff.
I want to back you up to that thing of like, likes. I'm really curious about one of the things that changed my social media presence was I started doing some automatic posting, which I had always kind of stuck my nose up around automatic posting because I was like, not me. Like, I'm going to always post real time. And what I noticed was that as I let things get posted that were things that, like my podcast, like things that I cared about, it wasn't like I was posting anything fake. It was like, hey, check out my guest, is so awesome today, Dr. Jen Faber. Who wrote a really good book. We're going to get to that in a minute, The 90 Day Life, I'm just saying. But as I started automatically posting, I wasn't looking at who liked it before I posted my next thing. Mm-hmm. And so I stopped tuning into all that like judgment immediately to determine my next step. It was like, no, my next step is this. It's not what someone likes or doesn't like or his this or, hey, this one went rocket crazy, this one didn't. But what can we do to stop being so in, you know, it's almost like a need to have people like it in order to think, oh, I should even let that post exist.
You know, it's interesting because I think the reason why that's happening is that we are getting so focused on the noise outside of ourselves and trying to seek external validation and forgetting to actually create time for silence and quiet to listen to what's going on within our own minds, because typically we don't like what our minds are saying. It's typically a lot of head trash or babble or pressures or doubts or fears. And so I think one of the first things to actually look at is, what can you automate and systemize in your life? Routines are a great thing. They're a great thing if they give you the space and the time right. to reflect on what's important to you so you can grow and evolve. Where routines aren't good is where they keep you stuck. So I would first look at, what can you make routine in your life? What are you constantly thinking about every day, every week that you can start to make more systemized, like your menus, your workouts, your morning routines, yeah. and start to free up some of that space so you stop, how do I say this, caring about the thing and you start focusing more on who you're being right. and create that quiet space. Right. And that's something I recognize, because I think for a lot of people, we use these distractions to make us feel good about ourselves, but we actually miss the opportunity to change the course of our path in life every day, whether that's from changing the direction of circumstances or actually changing our mentality around it. We're taught that life is linear, so we get bored, which is why we have midlife crises and quarter life crises. So people are seeking distraction.
I don't have that. I'm not lucky. I didn't go through any of that. I'm going through different things, but as I've gotten through every decade, I'm kind of like, I seem like I keep getting younger, so it's really kind of interesting. But let's go over and talk about your book, because it is such a short podcast, and your book is saying, talk about me, because it's really a nice book, and it's The 90 Day Life, and it's really about changing one's way of living. And tell us a little bit about the book and like what gave you the inspiration for it, and just let people in on that a little bit.
Yeah. This is all about a journey of impermanence. So the book, The 90 Day Life, How to Live More in 3 Months Than You Have in 3 Years, was somewhat bred for my own personal journey, but also professionally how I love to impact people now. We're all taught to live a very linear path in life. And because of that, a lot of times people feel that the typical path of life is to wait for a golden opportunity to live somewhere in the hazy future. So we end up saying no to ourselves, no to our dreams, no to what's important. That's what I realized in my life. So I went through my own 90-day life challenge before even writing this book. So in the book, I take readers on a 9-stage journey on how to create urgency in a positive way and momentum to live your life now and stop taking time for granted and putting off what's important to you. So what readers will discover in the book is, first, why are you living for the weekends or waiting until retirement, and how do you break this cycle? How do you avoid that midlife crisis, and how to actually map out your life choices and yeah. own your past so you can build a new path in life. But I also tap into how do you prevent those future regrets? How do you actually have the courage to act on what you want in life and not let fears hold you back? And don't settle for a present life if that's preventing you from living a happier future. So in it, I really structurally give out a 9-step roadmap to rebuild your life in 90 days. And it's all about helping you become more on fire and more on purpose and realize you can create faster momentum in your life than what you've ever realized. So you stop putting your life on hold.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming, Dr. Jen Faber. For anyone who missed that name and The 90 Day Life, go get the book, please. And tell us how to reach you and find out more about you.
Sure. So I love social. Instagram's my jam. You can also follow me on my site, Dr. Jen Faber, and that's FABER.com, or you can find me on Instagram, I'd say be the best, or LinkedIn. If you're a professional connection, I'd love to reach you. And if you want to check out my book, don't go direct to Amazon. Go to 90daylifebook.com and then get it off of Amazon from there, because I'll hook you up with a lot of sweet bonuses for free when you get your copy. So check it out at 90 Day Life Book, and I'll take care of the rest for you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure, Erica. Thanks for having me.